This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In Deuteronomy 9, Moses reaffirms God's promise to go before the Israelites into the Promised Land to dispossess, through them, nations greater and stronger than they are. He warns them to not brag, saying, "The Lord has brought me here to take possession of this land because of my righteousness." He reminds them of their personal and repeated rebellion against the Lord during their wilderness wanderings, especially when they built the golden calf and worshiped before it in a wild pagan orgy. Consider with me what this chapter teaches about God. He is gracious, patient, and faithful, but at the same time, uncompromising. Next, ask, what does it teach about man, exemplified by the Israelites? They displayed man's fickleness, his bent towards sinning, and his penchant to boast about being worthy of God's blessing, when in reality he deserves God's judgment. You also see in Moses that man can be used as an instrument of reconciliation when humbly devoted to God, his plan, and his people. The next question to answer, is there a promise to claim in this chapter? Yes, God is faithful in going before us and making a way for us to experience His blessing, but we must humbly trust and obey. Then, is there a warning to heed? Yes, never take credit for what God has graciously given, often in spite of our unfaithfulness. Finally, is there a command to obey? We should always praise God for what He has done for us and through us. Try using these questions to help you as you study other chapters in the Bible as we continue reading through the Bible in 2 years.